In New York today, the criminal trial against former President Trump resumed. The proceedings grew heated in the morning as each side debated whether to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order that ordered him not to attack witnesses or jurors. At one point, the judge, Juan Merchan, told Trump lawyer Todd Blanche, quote, "You are losing all credibility, I have to tell you right now," end quote. Trump is accused of covering up payments to a porn star to buy her silence about an alleged affair during the 2016 campaign. He has denied all the charges. Let's bring in once again law professor and former federal prosecutor Kim Whaley. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You're losing all credibility. Not something you want to hear from a judge, I think, if you're representing Donald Trump. What were the key moments this morning when the sides were debating whether Trump violated the gag order?
Well, I mean, what you indicate, that was a key moment. And as I think about it, it could be in part because it's hard to identify what could stop Donald Trump from continuing to violate the gag order, which is in place to protect the witnesses and protect the jurors and protect court staff. He just ignores it or kind of makes excuses to get around it, like he's reposting someone else's. And I think the judge is saying to the lawyer, listen, you're the one, your reputation, your standing before this court, you as lawyer is going to be affected if you don't figure out a way to control your client, because there's not that much the judge can do. Fines aren't going to affect Donald Trump, and the notion of remanding him to custody, which he can do under New York law, I think just opens up a Pandora's box of potentially even more threats to people involved in this trial.
Now, the judge did not immediately issue a ruling on these gag order questions, but is your reading that it was not a great morning for the Trump team on these questions?
It wasn't a good morning because the judge, the reason that was given for why he is posting things about Michael Cohen and others is that he needs to respond to comments made about him. And the judge pressed the lawyer, Donald Trump's lawyer, and said, give me an example of something your client was responding to. And he couldn't come up with anything. So it wasn't a good day for Trump or his lawyers because I think it looked really obvious that this is potentially a knowing violation of the gag order. This is not a good faith exercise of First Amendment rights and in an attempt to protect himself in the public square. And so I think Merchan really has a difficult decision to make in the coming days.
Michael Cohen, you mentioned, he, of course, is Trump's former fixer, former personal lawyer. Back in 2018, Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making some hush money payments. Yesterday, outside the courtroom, Trump said this about Cohen.
And when are they going to look at all the lies that Cohen did in the last trial? He got caught lying in the last trial. So he got caught lying, pure lying.
Yeah, so the audio quality not great, but I think you could hear Donald Trump saying he got caught lying, pure lying. Cohen is a likely witness. Is a statement like that necessarily prohibited by the gag order, or maybe no?
Well, the problem with a statement like that is that if it gets to the jurors, it could affect the outcome of the trial. The idea is that the jury only makes decisions based on the evidence that gets through the filters of reliability under the rules in New York. And if people hear that stuff and have a predetermined, notion that Michael Cohen is not to be trusted, that undermines the entire process. That, I think, is the concern. And the judge didn't seem to like the arguments from Trump's lawyers that, well, if it's a technical violation or not. I mean, he's had to amend the order once already to sort of get around these cute excuses. I think the argument there is like this could affect how the jury deliberates, and that corrupts the entire system, which is kind of Donald Trump's political argument against these trials, that the whole system is unfair and unjust, which of course the rest of us aren't comfortable with because it is a bastion of democracy in America.
Trump has also commented on the jury. Here's what he said yesterday on Real America's Voice.
That jury was picked so fast, 95% Democrats. The area is mostly all Democrats.
Now, this is Trump talking about the jury pool, not individual jurors. But his own lawyers helped to pick this jury. Could a statement like that affect the trial? Or is it more for, public political consumption, you think?
Well, I mean, that is the system we have. It's a jury of his peers. The idea is this is where he's from, and these are his colleagues, you know, or neighbors and others that are deciding this. But I think this gets more to the question of safety. You know, you have to think about the election workers, Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, whose lives were destroyed in connection with the last election, Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump attacking them. I think there's a concern that people could track down in our social media age who these people are. That's an even more severe, I think, concern than corrupting the process itself. That is, will the jurors have an impact? I mean, will it affect their decision-making? But if the jurors hear this, you know, what happens if they decide, I don't want to serve, I'm not comfortable? That would potentially benefit Donald Trump if it would make the trial stop and have to be rescheduled. Delay is really good for him in the long run with all four of these trials. And so these are all the factors that I think put Judge Merchant in an almost impossible situation, which is why appealing to Todd Blanche's ethical oath and his, you know, his reputation, which I think is very strong as a legitimate lawyer, is maybe the most important moment of the hearing this morning.
Yeah. Todd Blanche, of course, the attorney for Trump. We've been talking to Kim Whaley, professor at the University of Baltimore Law School, former assistant U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. Kim, thank you again.
Great to be with you.